95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Morning is an important time of day.
Are you awake?
I am awake.
But I'm not happy.
It is way too early for this, guys.
And I haven't even had my coffee yet.
So, it's Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about this.
About what?
About what?
About this show.
What about this show?
It's showtime.
So much to do, so much to give away, so much fun to have, so much money to spend, so much music to listen to. It's the station with all the stuff you love. We're 95.3 Gorilla. We have more tickets for Niall Horan all week long this morning on the morning show. Keep listening. We have your shot to go see Niall Horan at the Smoothie King Center next April. We want to get you in. Congratulations to all of our winners for Memorial Mayhem. The Mad Hatter Edition is coming up this weekend. Megan Ocean Springs picked up tickets and you can be next. Keep listening for more of those tickets this week. And keep your ears open for a new Gorilla game on 95.3 that we like to call No Wrong Answers. This is really fun, and the prizes can be all kinds of different things, too, whether it's Melissa's Bakery or some other great stuff, local prizes here on the coast. We're just going to ask a question, and it doesn't matter what your answer is. It's guaranteed to be right. No wrong answers. That's fun, huh? We got all kinds of stuff for you. Keep it locked in and get ready to win. You're on 95.3 Gorilla.
Attention. Cash alert. Cash alert. Cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
95.3 Gorilla, who's this?
This is Jason.
Jason, dude, how you doing?
Doing all right. How about yourself, right?
You made it through, Jason. Your caller 10 for the Banana Bank. You ready?
Oh, yes, finally. Finally
all
again.
Right.
It's been a long time.
I know. It's been a while, Jason. Here we go. We're going to start the bananas off for you. At $200, Jason, are we going up or are we going down? Tell me.
Oh. All right, Ryan. Let me. Up. I'm going to say up.
Jason says up.
Come on.
$200.
Come on.
Where are we going? Yes, we're going up to $250, Jason. You got the cash, or you can keep playing. What you want to do? You want to grab that money, or you want to keep going? $3,000 in the bonus round today.
This time, Ryan, I'm taking that money.
Are you sure?
I'm taking it this time.
All
yes,
right.
Yes, I'm positive.
Okay. Let's do it. $250, Jason. You got cash from Gorilla. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Awesome.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. To win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin.
Ryan Gavin.
In the morning.
In the morning.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Gorilla.
This one's for people who've been married a while. Yeah, a couple weeks ago we were talking about like people that had been married the shortest amount of time. Now I want to talk about people that have been married for a while. Okay, finish this sentence. You know you've been married a while when blank.
When you actually want to sleep when you go to bed.
No funny business, huh? Just leave me alone.
Don't touch me. I need to sleep.
Oh, that is so real.
Does it make you sad?
I mean, after a few years, yeah, I think, you know, we all kind of get there. I absolutely know what you mean. How about you? You've been married a while when blank.
You just randomly pick up things normally in the hygiene aisle at Walmart because you just know.
You just know. And you also just know what'll happen to you if you don't. Yeah. Yeah, I feel that one too. I feel like this is a great question today. Finish this sentence. You know you've been married a while when blank.
When no words need to be said, you can say it all with a look.
Oh, yeah. And there are so many of them, too. Like the don't you dare look, like the we got to get out of here look, the I'm going to kill you look. Oh, yeah. Oh, we all know those looks. All right, time for one more. You know you've been married a while when blank.
You have to have the right kind of food in your freezer.
Got to have those sweet treats, right? Tell me about them.
My wife is an ice cream fanatic.
And you know just the right ones, right?
I have to go to the store at all hours of the day to get the right variety.
Oh, or you could have just done it right the first time. Was that impression spot on? Yeah, did that sound just like her? I bet it did.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
I love this so much, I can't even tell you how much I love it. Shaq just got a master's degree. Yeah, that's Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal. And he used the degree ceremony to troll Charles Barkley. Did you hear this?
Shaquille, I hate Charles Barkley O'Neal.
An epic troll job. He had them announce his name is Shaquille I Hate Charles Barkley O'Neal. I'm surprised they agreed to do that. That's amazing. Shaq now has degrees from LSU, the University of Phoenix, and Barry University. Pope Francis delighted children at the Vatican over the weekend by doing the popular 6-7 thing. I don't even know what to call it. Is it a trend? He did the whole hand thing. He did the 6-7 thing. Oh, the kids went nuts. Anderson Cooper bid an emotional farewell to 60 Minutes after two decades on the air this weekend.
I'm Anderson Cooper.
So yeah, for the last time.
Okay, three in a row, stand by.
I'm Anderson Cooper.
Thank you. That was Anderson signing off at 60 Minutes, and there are rumors now that Barry Weiss, who's leading the CBS News division, may be on the outs with the Paramount leadership. They may be getting ready to replace her. Disney is facing backlash over a staged Pedro Pascal Mandalorian fan moment. It's being accused now that his Disneyland appearance featured invited Star Wars influencers and bloggers rather than unsuspecting park guests.
You all know the Mandalorian? Yeah. Mandalorian, do you have anything to say before we send our travelers on their journey?
You know, I don't mean to pontificate here, but as a formerly huge Star Wars fan, like the OG Star Wars, I just think it's really sad that Disney has completely tanked this entire series. Isn't it awful? One of the most recognizable pop culture IPs in the history of pop culture. And now who's going to go see this Mandalorian and Grogu movie? Like, come on. Nobody's buying tickets for this thing.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
You saved my again.
What's this?
A local.
Oh, God.
Let's get out of here before more droids show up.
More? More did you speak?
More did you speak?
Excuse me.
Oh, God. Yeah, save me. There we go. 27 years ago this morning, May 19th, 1999. It was the beginning of the end. Yep. Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, officially came out on this date 27 years ago. I was there. I remember when the joy of my childhood died and was wiped away by Jar Jar Binks. 9 years earlier, on this date back in 1990, May 19th, Madonna hit number one with Vogue. She stayed there for 3 weeks. I would have guessed 33 weeks at number one with that one, but nope, just 3 weeks for Madonna and Vogue at the top of the chart. Sam Smith turns 34 today. Oh, won't you stay with me? Happy birthday, Sam. Another big birthday in music to celebrate. Pete Townsend from The Who turns 81. And proving my point that there's always a Simpsons quote from absolutely everything in life, today is National Devil Food Day. Devil's Food Cake Day? Devil's food? Is that what we call this stuff? Here's the Simpsons talking about devil's food cake.
Reverend, care for some of my devil's food cake?
Is that really devil's food?
No, it's angel food with chocolate on top.
Mm-hmm. I knew it.
There you go. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Tuesday. It's May 19th.